Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Okay, so now I get what's going on.
I got it the last segment.
Yeah.
And it's not the A stuff. This is kind of deep cut, I guess.
So welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, live from Kansas City, the home of Taylor Swift.
Hello there.
So after here I'm going to give you what I've been thinking in my head.
Okay.
The first time we came back from break, it was some very slow song. It sounded sad. I overdid it. I was like, welcome in! And I was like really excited to get loud because I was like, people are falling asleep.
And hi, everybody!
I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But Toby's my guy. He's got a long day ahead. Yep. He's going to be there until 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Works really hard. He's really good at what he does. So I was like, all right. He couldn't, you know, maybe last second he was doing an update. He just grabbed something. Not going to say anything. He'll get back on track in a second. Then the second one happened. And I was like, all right.
Oh, I see.
What the hell folder are we in?
Mm-hmm.
Why, like, I'm gonna give it one more shot here before I become a lot to deal with and say, hey, man, it's Monday Night Football. People want to get excited. Can we play some up-tempo music or anything that anyone would be interested in?
I want an up-tempo number.
Can I get a football theme? Football yeah. Music. Monday Night Football. What are we doing here? And then when this first thing hit here, I realized, okay, I got to say something. And then I heard Taylor Swift's voice and all the dots got connected just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing a Taylor Swift thing. Here's my question to Toby, though. Why are we not doing good Taylor Swift songs? If we're doing a Taylor Swift theme, she's got bangers. She's got songs that people don't hate.
I think
that
there
wouldn't make people fall asleep while they listen to the.
No, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I want you to keep that in mind. I am out of my depth.
I can't get blank space.
Yeah. Wow. There, I think she has 48,000 songs that sound just like this.
Okay, but
this one that Toby just played, where it's like kind of very. It's like I'm at a coffee shop in Seattle in 2002. What are we doing?
She has 50 songs that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Of which I'd say 36 of them. Could be rejoin music on
drop
a radio
a
show.
Bad blood on the people, right?
Is there a second bit you're doing on the bit, Toby, where you're choosing
it's
only terrible
bit.
Slow songs? Or is that just random? How's this working?
I was waiting until you acknowledged it. And then now we're going to get the Taylor Swift bangers that you're used to.
So if you hadn't said anything.
Two bits.
Yeah.
So there was two bits.
It smelled like a second bit.
So you weren't, the bit was not, let's see if they know it's Taylor Swift. You're saying you had to go deep cuts so that we didn't automatically know what you were up to.
Well, first of all, the songs that I played are not deep cuts. I played Teardrops on My Guitar, which is a banger from her first album. I played Lover, which is a banger. And I played Tim McGraw, which is a banger. So like, it's not like I'm going super deep cut.
Okay, deep cut might not be the right phrase.
It is for me. It's all very deep.
Yes, if you're a Swiftie, you might be able to know all that. I consider myself a bit of a Swiftie, and I have a daughter at home who loves Taylor Swift. Now, maybe she would know those songs. Those are fairly foreign to me. I've definitely heard the name, the Tim McGraw song. I know about that as a song. I guess when I say that, you have chosen the songs that are the single worst songs to play as rejoin music for the show. Was that a bit?
I'm just choosing slower songs until you acknowledge it.
Okay. So we're building to something. So now we get blank space. Now, what do you want to hear, Danny? What's a Taylor Swift song?
I want Bad Blood.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Shake It Off.
No, that's Bryce Harper's walk-up song.
No, I want Shake It Off, Toby.
I do not. I Welcome to New York is a little bit of a banger. How about All You Ever Are Is Mean from when she was a totally different person in a country act and everyone forgot about that? I want that.
I think Toby's been dabbling into the country act thing.
Oh, really?
We haven't seen Taylor Swift yet, guys. Bad news. We have not.
Tonight, and somehow the sun keeps on moving, or actually doesn't move, it's right in the center. The earth keeps on turning, we're okay.
We're generally, when we go to these games, the law firm Kondori and Murad, who brings us out, puts us in a lovely place, you know, gets us taken care of all weekend, they get us great seats. We have traditionally, Daniel, on these trips, been on the roadside of the field with Commanders fans. So my guess is, I'm told tonight we are in the elements. We're told to dress warm, so it sounds like we're going to be maybe lower bowl or somewhere, I mean, I guess it could be upper bowl. We don't know. But on the visiting side of the field, I believe the sweet stuff where Taylor Swift is, you know, the box where she sits with Mama Kelsey, I'm going to imagine that's on the home side of the field. So we're going to be a long ways from Taylor if we're trying to get any visuals tonight.
Are you going to do the thing?
Yes.
And it feels like the answer is a resounding yes to this.
It's an absolute yes.
Where knowing that I don't care.
Yes.
And seriously. If she's sitting over there, I'd go, oh, she's sitting right there, and then live my life.
You wouldn't take a photo?
I think I probably would, because my wife would be interested
in
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do
for
my kids.
But if she's offering photos. But are you going to do the thing where you like over hit? Because you know when you're excited about something, you hit people? Like you make a lot of body contact to the upper half?
It's happened, yeah.
Yeah, like so you would get a point in like the boxing match, because like his glove touched right there. That's a point, Paulson. Like you do the thing, guy. If because she like blew her nose because she's like talking to Brittany Mahomes.
No. We're not going to be that close to her. We won't be able to do that.
But like, if you see her, are you going to like over guy me? Like again, I don't care.
I'll guy you, for sure.
Do you think you could do it to someone else? But you're going to do it to me purposely because it's like you know I don't care.
No. I'm going to do it to you because you're my pal and co-host who I'm on the trip with.
Yeah.
Now it's possible that we're not sitting side by side, and then someone else will have to get the treatment. I'm not going to go over someone else to just to annoy you.
I think you are.
I mean, maybe once I'm going to try to get you to see her.
Yeah.
Possibly. I think you'd appreciate that. I think your wife and kids might want a photo. But I also think...
Like, I can't get... There's no way I can, like, stand next to her and get a photo. Like, my nieces would love that. But it's like, that's not happening. She's sitting in the whatever box she gets to sit in.
We're on the opposite side of the field as this box. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't think we're going to even be able to notice her at the stadium tonight.
Oh, I see.
So you're going to be perfectly fine.
Great.
But here's what's going to really annoy you. And okay. I'm just going to get this out of the way right now.
All right.
I don't think this will surprise you necessarily, but I am going to tell you this.
Okay.
Supposedly there's like a security situation near the suite where she sits. I am going to try to get as close as possible to get a photo. I will be that guy at some point. I don't know what that looks like.
All right.
But, like, you know how you could be, like, a walker by? Or they supposedly now have a bunch of security, and it's impossible to get anywhere near it. I want to ideally walk directly in front of her suite. There's, like, a walkway. I've kind of looked it up. And then the suite is elevated a little bit. And just, like, look up and take a picture. I don't think I'll be able to get that close. But at some point, that is my goal tonight. Is to get, and you're probably not going to come with me, and that's fine.
Right.
So I'll have to go across the stadium to do this.
Would you think you'll be able to even get into the section?
No,
like
I don't.
You got to
so.
Show your ticket or whatever.
I doubt it, but I think I'll get close enough to be able to take a picture of the suite. You won't see her. You won't be able to make her like person out.
Yeah.
But at least I could send a picture home to my daughter who's
because
asking to
tried.
Do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, hey, that's where she's sitting. She's right there. Dad's in the same place as
her. So dad did his best. Don't hound me.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I didn't have a daughter in this hypothetical where I have these four, I have so many children. Don't forget that.
How many do you have?
It's a lot. There's always another one in the way in the offing. So. I don't know where we're at now. Two boys, two.
Okay, so there's a second.
Four. Yeah.
Because there was, it was the, yep.
The last
the
one.
The second girl, yeah. Right. Four.
But if my daughter didn't care, then obviously I would not make it a priority tonight. Dad, will you be joining me, do you think, to walk over to the suite to try to get close to Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I'd be in on that. Absolutely.
Let's go.
What?
Yes.
It's Taylor Swift, man.
I'm actually shocked by that answer.
Why? It's the biggest superstar in the world.
I just thought it was a solo mission.
No, I'm all in on that.
You're going to leave our seated area, like at halftime or something,
yeah,
just go wander around?
I'm not going to do it on 1st and 10 from the 25.
Yeah,
that'd
be
third
outrageous.
And go, third and goal from the 3. Like, where's Grant going?
Exactly. But I am going to try to get over there. Mainly, I want to ask her, were those songs Toby played bangers? That's my main question for her.
So, Toby played Tim McGraw, yeah. And what's the other one that's Nubs? Are those bangers for you? Like, are those your personal favorite? What do they rank in your catalog?
You know what she'll say? She'll say that she does own them now. She'll make sure you know that.
Oh, she loves talking about that. Yeah. Play Wood. James Wood, by the way. You familiar with that song?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's on her new album. There's a lot of innuendo. It's about Travis Kelce. Let's just say Travis Kelce sounds like he's doing okay for himself. The song is called Wood.
He's a future Hall of Famer.
No,
he's got a famous wife.
I don't mean like that.
Or a fiance. He's got a famous fiance.
Sounds like Travis Kelce. Who, when you played baseball, George Washington,
yeah.
Who used the biggest bat in the game? Like, who was known for having a huge, like, bat?
Oh, who's the biggest baseball
34
bat?
Ounces or something, 36 ounces?
Yeah, most of them are. Joe Bikert.
Joe Bikert.
At one point, the career record holder for homers before Mike Bassett broke it.
Yeah.
Bikert swung a heavy pole.
Okay.
What?
Let's just say Travis Kelce and Joe Bikert have a lot in common, according to Taylor Swift.
Wait, Travis Kelce was a good college hitter?
Great college hitter. The George Washington University.
I'm confused. You went to Cincinnati. Play that what are you one trying to get toes. At?
That one, not my favorite, but Danny needs to hear it. All right, let's go around the NFL. Mm. We watched all of the football yesterday. All of the football. And I did miss my family immensely. I want to go on record as saying, I wish I was at home seeing my kids. But Joe Flacco style, is there anything better than just sitting in a bar for 6 hours without getting up watching football? That's what we did yesterday, collectively. The law firm, us, we had some listeners come through, buddies in Kansas City. So running through the day that was in the NFL, I want to start with that Bears-Ravens game. No Ben Johnson alert needed here. The Ravens pummeling the Bears. They were 6.5-point favorites, and they end up covering in a 2-touchdown win without Lamar Jackson, mind you.
Yeah.
And suddenly, I think we may have buried the Ravens a little too soon. Their demise was exaggerated. They're 2-5. With that Steelers loss to fall to 4-3 on Sunday Night Football, they're still not only alive, but betting favorites in the AFC North right now, Danny.
Because this is where they needed to make some hay. They've got one, you would say, listen, it's the NFL, weird stuff happens. I mean, Baltimore, for goodness sakes, was 1-5. But their upcoming schedule, there's one game where they might not be favored. I think they probably will be. You look at Minnesota. But it's really soft here for about a month. Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, and then the Bengals, who were, you know, not particularly good, but not atrocious with Joe Flacco and company. We could be looking up, though, real quick at a 5-6, a 6-5 type Ravens team after a handful of weeks, where at 1-5, they looked dead and buried. They needed that one yesterday really, really badly. They got it to a Chicago team. Frankly, it was disappointing. That's a bad loss if you're Chicago, especially the way that it happened. But that was a huge win for Baltimore without Lamar Jackson, with all the consternation surrounding that.
I have a hard time with Caleb Williams at this point. I just don't know what bucket I want to put him in. Every time I feel like the ascension is authentic and, you know, I'm ready to say he'll be a franchise quarterback, you just have to watch him and the number of throws he misses, the number of times he holds the ball and it doesn't work out, or he takes a sack, or, you know, something bad happens, a holding penalty or something when the ball should have been out. He's got a great weapon in Rome Odunze at 7
That's
catches.
That's a bad dude, man.
114 yards for him yesterday, but I just thought Caleb left too much meat on the bone. Maybe the most impressive team in the league yesterday was the Buffalo Bills. We said yesterday would be a very telling game for Buffalo out of a bye week against Carolina, a team with a winning record, because they'd lost consecutive games. And if they're really good, then this is a game they should win convincingly.
Especially with the Chiefs next week, as we're talking about.
But if they're not, then maybe you let Carolina hang around and you've got to, you know, squeak out a victory. They win 40-9.
Dominant.
They led this game by 37 points at one point. James Cook didn't play in the fourth quarter, essentially. 216 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen didn't have to do anything. This was the easiest lift of all time. He was lifting up a piece of paper off of a desk.
They ran for 245 as a team.
163-1. Yeah, Allen, only 7 of those rushing yards. It was basically James Cook and a little bit of Ray Davis running the football.
Throttle piece. And then I actually, you know, out of the bye week, I actually picked Carolina to cover that game in our confidence points. And it went great for me. But because I didn't trust Buffalo, I said maybe they've let this kind of go too far. For the first month of the year, they were winning games, but kind of playing with their food a little bit. Looked like they sort of took their place at the table for granted, especially after a couple losses where they didn't play particularly well. That bye week served them right. They got back, and good heavens, they were dominant on both phases of the ball.
You mentioned it now. Bills Chiefs comes up this coming week. One fantasy note on Carolina, could be some bad news for a few people. So Chuba Hubbard was the starting running back for the Panthers. It was great last year, and he was really good at the start of this season. He got hurt, and then Rico Dowdle took over. And in the couple of weeks when Chuba Hubbard was out, Rico Dowdle was the NFL's leading rusher. He had like a 200-yard game just about in there. And then he went ham against the Dallas Cowboys as well. Since Chuba Hubbard's been back over the last two games, Danny, there's basically been a timeshare between the two. And yesterday, in fact, 20 carries split between the two. Hubbard got 12 of them and averaged 2.8 a pop, while Rico Dowdle ripped off a 24-yard run and averaged about 7 per carry, but only got 8 attempts. Dave Canales told the media today that after revisiting and looking at everything, he didn't say Dowdle's going to be the guy, but he basically alluded to the fact that they're at their best the way Dowdle was running the ball if he gets more work. And so it sounds like they're going to go back to a heavy Rico Dowdle situation in their backfield, which means this starter who they paid a bunch of money to, Chuba Hubbard, is going to have to get in where he fits in, and they're not going to do this timeshare to the same extent. So if you, like me, have Chuba Hubbard in leagues, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble because they're
boned.
Going back to Rico Dowdle. How about the Jets, man? I don't have a horse in this race. I don't really care that much or know personally a whole lot of people in that organization. But I was very happy to see their reaction yesterday because the amount of work that these guys put in, the hours that these coaches spend in the building, Aaron Glenn probably working, you know, 80 hours a week. Justin Fields, very vulnerably after the game, talked about crying in his closet at some point this week where he was just thinking about the support of his mom and his sister and how, you know, his circle was elevating themselves to try to keep him positive and the people in his life when everyone else was telling him he couldn't do it. He goes out and leads a Jets offense that somehow, I'll never understand this. This is one of those only in the NFL, never bet on this sport if you want to win money thing. They gained 502 yards of offense, the Jets did. A couple weeks after, negative 10 passing yards. And in the game, Justin Fields throws for 244. Breece Hall went off, 133 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. They scored 39 points to squeak out a win over the Bengals, who are now 1-3. 1-3, Danny. Over the last 3 years when they score 38 points. Can you imagine?
They were up 24-10 in this one, the Bengals were.
And in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah. Well, late. So I think 38-24 was the largest lead they got with just under 10 minutes to go, and they found the way to lose that game. This is a bitter loss if you're the Cincinnati Bengals. Because your plan was working. No one's telling you that Joe Flacco is a long-term answer. Long-term is like a month, but all you were trying to do was tread water. All you're trying to do is stay afloat in this weird division to hold off the Ravens who are nipping at your heels. Just hang around long enough to get your knight in shining armor back and Joe Burrow, and that loss to give the Jets their first win is a killer. Just a killer for them and their playoff chances. Their defense remains atrocious.
So bad. Grant and Danny taking you through the Week 8 action in the NFL from yesterday. The week culminates with Monday Night Football tonight. We're counting you down to the Commanders and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll be at the game this evening as we broadcast live from our Odyssey headquarters here in Kansas City. The Chiefs are the best team in the AFC as of this moment, even though they don't have the best record. One of the clubs they are facing later in the year and they are chasing in the conference is the New England Patriots, who are 6-2. Maybe the best story, Danny, in the AFC right now, the New England Patriots. Mike Vrabel, man, this guy can coach. He had success in Tennessee. They ran him out of there. Year one, and the culture has already shifted. They feel to me like Dan Quinn's Commanders of a year ago, where they're on a roll, their quarterback's playing at an MVP level, this new coach has come in and waved a wand over the locker room, and everybody's buying in. We know exactly how this goes. We saw it one season ago, and what Drake May's doing is astounding. He had the best performance against a Jim Schwartz-led Browns defense since Schwartz got there as their DC like 3 years ago. That was a top-five defense in the NFL. May shredded yesterday. 282 yards, three touchdowns and a pick, 18 of 24 passing, ran for 50 yards as well. How many quarterbacks in the NFL have been better than Drake May this season?
It's a short list. I mean, Myles Garrett had five sacks in the game. Five. He had five sacks in this game. 10 for the year.
And they lost by 19.
And they got smoked. They were up 7-3 at one point, and then they weren't. Then they were down 33-7, whatever it was. Could have been a lot more. 30-7, excuse me. But the Patriots, I keep hammering this. They have a pretty soft schedule, including the Cleveland Browns. They're just racking up wins, and it's all kind of breaking in their general direction. That huge win against Buffalo a few weeks ago is really going to loom large for them to kind of put their stamp and how valid it is. But this is the guy I wanted in terms of Mike Vrabel. I have never understood how anybody could sort of look past him as an excellent coach. He lost a couple of ego battles to people that are no longer employed in Tennessee, by the way. How's that working out for you? Looking for your, what is it, second or third coach since he's been fired? Good call. Everyone's doing a great job down there, sweetie. But Vrabel is awesome at this. And they made a couple of shrewd acquisitions. Nobody that's a headliner, right? Nobody's telling you that they've got the most talented this or that, and you know they got this running back committee thing, and Trevion Henderson was pretty good yesterday, minus a fumble. But defensively, they've tightened things up a little bit, caused some turnovers, get after the quarterback decently. Everybody's kind of old school New England doing their job, and they got something at quarterback. It is a blast to watch, man.
Last game in the 1 o'clock window to bring up real quick is the Eagles. They beat the Giants 38-20. New York held serve for a little while in this game, and it was close. There was one inexplicably terrible play, just call, where on a fourth and short for the Eagles, on a tush push, they have Jalen Hurts diving off the left side. He's on top of a pile of bodies. And I mean, the moment he crossed the line extending his arms on top of a pile, clearly not anywhere near the ground, Brian Burns rips the ball out of his hands and takes it and rolls onto the ground for the Giants. It's first and 10 New York, no doubt about it. Reminded me of almost like a hockey goal where you blew the whistle way too fast and the puck was never covered. And it was so clear to everyone who watched that it was a goal, but nothing could be done. They ruled Jalen Hurts down. I don't know how. I don't know why. They basically said they blew the whistle. I still never heard it when we went back and watched the replay, but that's doesn't even matter if they blew the whistle. They shouldn't have. It was
so
a joke.
Bad.
But they clearly can't officiate this play. So I've not been the biggest proponent of getting rid of this play. I've been like, whatever. Nobody can stop it, so everybody's mad about it. They run it better than everyone else. It's actually not an impossible play to stop. The bottom line is they cannot officiate it. They can't officiate the false starts. They can't officiate clearly if he fumbles or not, if he's laying on someone, if he's down, if he isn't. That was the easiest call ever, obvious takeaway, and you screwed up again. So you don't get to keep screwing up. This play has to go away if you cannot officiate it. And you've proven you cannot officiate it. It was a turning point in the game early on. But regardless, the Eagles were just way better. In the game, Jalen Hurts threw for 4 touchdowns, 2 to Dallas Goedert, 1 to Jahan Dotson, old friend, a 40-yard catch, his only catch of the game, and then a touchdown catch by Saquon Barkley as well. He went for 24 as a receiver and 150 as a back. When he sees the Giants, his eyes light up.
Yeah, he feels good about himself. That was a turning point in the game. The Eagles were better in that one, to your point, so they probably win the game anyway, but would have loved to have seen it had that call been made correctly, et cetera, because you mentioned that the Eagles scored a couple of plays later on that touchdown pass to Saquon Barkley. Who knows if the Giants get the football back? Scadaboo injured in a gruesome fashion, by the way. Horrible to watch. That was disgusting and awful and terrible. Feel for the dude.
He's done for the season.
Yeah, without question. That was a horrendous injury. You just can't. I hate seeing that for anybody, let alone a guy that kind of had the town on fire there a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I've long been a proponent of getting rid of it. I hate it so much. It's so easy to feel like you're giving them the satisfaction. I don't care about that. I don't care about Jimmy from South Philly, Colin from the Schuylkill River. I don't care about that guy yelling. It sucks. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's not a football play. And you said it. They can't get it right. Talking about people officiating it, whether it's the false start, the guy goes too early, or what's happening in the pile, et cetera. To me, this is something that needs to be legislated out. It's everything from not aesthetically pleasing to, I think, a violation of rules more than half the time. And nobody can call it right. And so it's not a matter of you can't stop it. Again, the quarterback sneak is wildly effective, especially with a dude that's that big and strong like Jalen Hurts is. They'll be fine if you just spread people out and sneak with a dude that squats 1 million pounds. I bet you get a couple first downs here and there. You paid Saquon Barkley. You got the best offensive line in the sport. You just QB sneak like the rest of us, please. And you'll do great.
Yeah, instead of 96% successful, it'll be 83% successful. And that's going to have to be okay.
I bet you everything will be okay.
We'll just keep it moving. I mean, if they could officiate it, that'd be one thing. They have proven that they can't, and it becomes more and more that way every single week. By the way, one thing I wanted to acknowledge was, I don't know if you saw this, but last week when they played the Vikings, Brian Flores cooked up a plan. Did you see where he had a guy, like a D-tackle, some big dude, lay, and I mean this, on his stomach, lay directly in front of the center? That was how they lined up normal,
uh-huh.
But then right in front of the defensive tackles with their hand in the dirt, onside, correctly, was a guy who was laying on his stomach with his back to the Eagles, so that when the center did the thing where he like digs his head into the ground, he was literally just spearing a guy right in the back, but he couldn't get lower because someone's literally laying right underneath of him on the ground. That's what the Vikings cooked up.
So the guy's basically he's about to do a leg press facing the opposite direction, or facing the same way as the offense.
No, he's laying on his stomach.
Yeah.
So his like rib cage is next to the football, and you're going to be spearing him basically in the side.
Right in the side?
Yeah.
So he's laying down like, oh my God.
I can't believe you didn't see this. I just love the idea of the meeting where Brian Flores goes in and he goes,
"Here's what we're gonna do.
Listen, I need who wants to volunteer?" And he's just like, "Look," he's like, "Someone's gonna lay directly in front of the center, and he's gonna spear you right in the kidney, and you're just gonna have to lay there and make sure he doesn't get underneath you."
Basically, oh, okay, Coach.
Happy to do it, Coach. I'm your guy.
You know, I haven't speared in the side in a while. Can I do it?
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll get into the 4 o'clocks in just a bit. Let's talk Terry McLaurin next. He is back tonight. What should we expect from Washington's high-paid, fan-favorite wide receiver as he hits the field again? You're listening to the Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
The Commanders and the Swifties tonight from Arrowhead Stadium. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are in Kansas City at our Odyssey headquarters, which is actually technically in Kansas.
This is in Kansas. Should make sure people are confused properly.
Yes. We woke up in Missouri, where we were staying at our Airbnb, which is in downtown Kansas City.
Mm-hmm, Missouri.
And then we drove about 14 minutes
to Kansas.
And now we're in Kansas doing radio. But here's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. Darius doesn't even know about this. This is going to spook you out a little bit. I just went to the bathroom during the break. And when I went to the bathroom...
I thought you did a great job in the bathroom, by the way.
Thank you very much. We both went.
I thought it was a seamless operation.
You were the guy there. You were right next to me, the guy washing your hands
right next to each other.
The sign on the door at a radio station for a bathroom often says something like, you know...
Wash hands upon exit.
Yeah, make sure you wash your hands, crazy people, or whatever. Mm-hmm. This one says tornado shelter.
Tornado shelter.
We must be in like an alley. We must be. I know we're in Kansas, which is a tornado place.
Yeah,
but it says tornado shelter. It's just got me thinking. When's tornado season? We're in the clear here,
now,
right? Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I think so.
Look that up for me. We need to get Bishbucks on the line. Doesn't he come chase tornadoes here?
Well, that's one of his dreams, I think.
I think he did it once.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's March through June. I thought it was same as hurricane season.
I was thinking it was like spring when we get our storms.
I thought it was same as Carolina hurricane season. No, it's March through June.
Okay. So we're fine then.
Yeah. Still, it doesn't mean that there's never been a tornado in October. There never has.
Probably not.
Okay.
But it says on the door, tornado shelter.
That was one of my biggest fears as a child, was tornadoes. Thunderstorms was up on the list, but tornadoes, oh my goodness, man. Like, nothing kept me up at night like watching Weather Channel and seeing tornado warnings anywhere near Maryland. If it was anywhere near Maryland, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, the level, like, we use the word awesome in different contexts, but like, oh, that was awesome. But like, the original usage of the word, the awesome power of the tornado, where it's just like, it's so mind-boggling. It's not even boggling. It puts your mind in a bottle where like cars are lifted, like you'd picking up a Matchbox car, you know, or like houses just ripped off the ground. Like, it's insane.
This is going to sound like such a tough guy take. I'm saying that in advance. Okay?
Oh boy.
What are you about to do?
Here's what I'm doing. And I also want to acknowledge before I say this, I am petrified of death. I'm afraid of so many things and I don't want to die at all. I think living is the best. Breathing is amazing.
So silly.
And the idea, like, there's people I know, like, my wife is one of these people, doesn't fear death, has no problem with the idea of it. She's so excited about it. Not that she wants to die anytime soon, but she's like, I'll just get to meet God and live in heaven, and it's going to be amazing. That's cool that she has that ability to think that way. I do not, okay?
Like, right here and now, like, barbecue for lunch.
Yes.
Sleeping. You ever been asleep?
It's so good. I'm going to Arrowhead Stadium tonight to watch the National Football League in front of me. That is so much better than being asleep forever.
Than the endlessness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And like, if you really want to have anxiety, and I don't want to ruin anybody's day too much, but like, think about it. It's forever. You'll never get to do it again.
Yep.
Just until the end of time, no more. And then my heart starts beating too fast, whatever. But anyway, my reason for bringing this up is, this is going to be a tough guy bit. I don't really have the proper fear of tornadoes. And here's what I mean by that. Like, when I see tornadoes, in my mind, the funnel is the tornado. I would have no problem, like, 100 yards away in a field. If it's like, there it is. I'm not running from it. I'm not driving away at a high rate. I'll just, you know, lay down if it's getting close to me and wait for it to pass. And I know that that's wrong, and it would probably pummel me. But in so many ways, I'm afraid of so many other things. Tornadoes is not on my list.
Where did tornadoes rank for you?
So low.
Like, tidal wave, more or less afraid.
Oh, way more afraid of a tidal wave.
Earthquake, more or less afraid.
Way more afraid of an earthquake.
Like an active thunderstorm where there's like the hairs on your arms stand up, like lightning is striking everywhere.
Comparable to a tornado. Yeah, I don't, like, if I'm in a, how am I trying to say this? You've seen all the videos that I have before where a guy is like at his house filming a tornado across a field. He's like, look, it's forming. There it is.
There's the cone.
I'm not condoning this. I'm not telling you guys not to do it. Everyone should listen to all the rules. I don't think I'm like, if the water's going to rise, I'm leaving. If there's a hurricane coming, I'm leaving. Water's involved. If it's just like tornado warning, I'm going to go down in the basement, sit pretzel style, and put on the TV. I don't know why. It's just not.
Why aren't you properly afraid of it?
I don't know. It's like I need one to kick my ass so that I can learn the lesson.
But how many? Like, you see what I'm getting at? Like, I've never been.
I think I've seen so many videos and so many movies, like Twister or the new one with Ryan Clary, where I watch it and it's like, as long as you just jump to the side of it as it comes by.
Like, as long as there's a slow-mo explosion, you can jump to the side.
This is going to sound so dumb. This is a deep cut, but this is how I'm thinking about this. Think about, like, Madden back in the day when you had the passing cone and there was that light.
Yeah.
That showed the part of the field where he was throwing it
to. Mark Brunell's was so skinny.
So in my mind, the way a tornado works, I know this is not correct, is like there's like a little, like you could paint in front of it the part where the wind is and the part where the wind's not. And if you're like 30 feet to the left of it.
Then you're fine.
You're just fine. Like, you just
but you know that that's wrong.
I think it's wrong way less of the time than we assume.
I think the tornado, you can see
the circular funnel. And I'm saying, like, right outside of the funnel, I think I'm pretty okay. That's kind of in my mind what I'm thinking.
Right, but you're acknowledging that that's not correct.
There are times, depending on the size and the scope of the tornado. Again, I'm going to go back to the beginning. A little bit of a ridiculous thing,
yeah.
But I am properly afraid of a lot of stuff. That is just not on my list. And it's not even like, oh, I won't have to deal with them. I'm in D.C. I mean, if today, right now, there's a tornado coming.
Like, the siren goes off here in the studio, you're like, eh.
I just asked you. You said you'd be freaking out.
Terrified. Again,
it sounds like Darius would be insufferable.
If nature decides it's your time, it is your time.
Darius would be the guy in the elevator with Clary. And then
By the way, it's
going to sound like such a tough guy bit.
We're going to gloss over that because everyone's talking about something else. That's a great bit.
That's
a hilarious bit. Ryan's probably going, ha, back in the studio.
I hope I popped.
That's a 10.
Attaboy, Clary. And then I'm going to, I hate saying it. It sounds so cringy. I think I'm perfectly fine. I'm chilling. I don't even think I take anxiety medication because I worry about everything. I don't even think my anxiety raises. I really don't.
I mean, you remember how I was with the bee that was near the red box?
Yeah, you with the bee is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I mean, imagine a tornado. That times a billion. I just can't understand how you don't have any.
Like the tornado isn't alive, right? It's not a sentient being.
Right.
Okay.
It's nature.
It's nature. So it's going. It goes so fast, and the force it creates is so massive. If for whatever reason, whatever moves it, and it moves it towards you, that's it. Like, that's it. If it doesn't, and you're like, I'm 31 feet to the left of the cone. I'm silly. You may survive, but it's not up to you. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
That thing is so powerful. What it takes to form shouldn't happen. It's like, you know what I mean? It's so massive that it just rolls around. Like sometimes, like the giant tractor gets picked up and thrown, like you and I are tossing the football. Sometimes, like the house gets ripped up, and it's like whoopsie daisy, there it goes. And then, like a dude's like, oh, I can't believe I'm filming it, and I'm still here. Luck, luck.
This is the best way to put it, then, because I think my very detailed points about like the cone and all that are probably too much. I would never in a million years walk near a ledge because I could slip.
Yes.
Or someone could get funny and try to like push me and grab me and then I fall off or whatever. I just have so much fear of that, whatever that is.
Yep. The correct treatment of the risk.
Yes.
Yes.
I would never like lean over the railing of a cruise ship to look down at porpoises or something, right? Like if I fall, it's curtains.
A DC radio man went overboard this afternoon on a Bahamas cruise line. Exactly. He was rescued by one person that saw it. Yeah.
I would have no problem going on a ride along with like storm chasers.
Oh.
I just don't think that would bother me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know why.
You and Bish would be excited to go do it.
And I don't know.
Would you be excited about it?
I kind of think so, actually.
Oh my
God.
Excited
is too strong, I think. Because in my mind, I know I'm elevating my risk, which is antithetical to how I view everything in the world. But I would have zero fear, and I would have, I'm not going to say excitement, I'm going to say immense curiosity. Like, I would want to see what they're up to.
Your curiosity is at the core of this. Asking follow-up questions about people's haircuts, man. That's what's getting you into the storm where you get blown away.
Also, if I'm with them and it's not just me and you in a truck,
yeah,
I feel great because they know what they're doing. I'm just in the back seat kind of riding along. This is their 19th time this month. Oklahoma Joe's up there driving along like Glenn Powell. I think I'm okay with that.
Just a bunch of amateur storm chasers.
Yeah.
We put a cinder block in the trunk, so we're good.
Look at the picture that Toby just sent us. Would you ever do that? So it's a picture of Toby's feet hanging over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Nope. Well,
I don't even have to open it. No. I mean, I have a... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Toby.
I mean, this is giving me bubble guts. Like, I have to close this. First of all, what is Toby doing? Let's start with that. Second of all, get away from there.
He's sitting. Imagine a psycho just has a break in that moment.
That's actually the fear.
And he goes, him.
My fear is the rock fall, like the rock breaks or cracks or something underneath me, and now
and then Toby will
tumbling.
Fall down. Yeah. We'll come all Tizer dead.
But
on
also,
the fall.
If you're with people, I don't trust them enough to not like the bit of I don't know what your friends are like, but if you're like walking on the ledge and then they don't even come near you, but they just go oh, and then like start like 6 feet away, like they're going
like,
to.
Ah, isn't that so funny?
Now we're done. Now I'm not playing that.
I mean, I had to hold my. I told you this. Just doing the Ferris wheel in National Harbor.
I would not do that.
I had to hold my 12-year-old's hand and close my eyes and just rock like Leo Mazzilli in the seventh inning stretch.
Mazzoni.
Who did I say? Mazzilli?
Yeah,
sorry, Leo Mazzoni. I mean, I'm freaking out and losing my mind. My seven-year-old was a pig in mud. He was so happy. It was for him, and it was terrifying, and I sweat a lot. And I don't know that I'd want to do it again, but if he did, I'd have to because it was for him.
Am I saying that I would not do a Ferris wheel? So I'm saying Ferris wheels are scarier than tornadoes. Right,
which again, I think there's a...
Sounds like a dumb thing to say out loud.
Yeah, when you say it out loud. There's a comparison.
All I'm doing is opening myself up to you and the people listening. Grant and Danny on the Fan, Monday Night Football tonight in Kansas City. We'll be at Arrowhead Stadium on GND.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We are broadcasting live from Odyssey in Kansas City as we get ready for Monday Night Football. We do have Capitals tickets we're giving away in a little over 10 minutes ahead of the Beltway Blitz. We'll be covering the Wizards college football with a major dismissal at LSU of Brian Kelly and the Commanders all coming up. That is less than 15 minutes away right here on the Fan. It is time for our double play. Driven by the local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. What an experience we had yesterday at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
This is like, I know we do a lot of shtick and stuff on the show, and we try to be funny and entertaining and informative and the like. I'm turning that off for a second. This is such a moving, wonderful, inspiring, joyous thing. That if you like baseball, if you don't like baseball, if you don't care about baseball, find a way to get here to this place in your lifetime,
it's
at least
so
once.
Cool. It's so cool. So my buddy Bob Kendrick is the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. I've known him for many, many years through MLB Network Radio and Sirius XM because he has been basically the man responsible for bringing awareness to the Negro Leagues in so many ways publicly. He's an incredible storyteller who we've had on the show here several times over the years. We've had him on most years during Jackie Robinson Day, and I remember a couple times during our COVID shows where I said, you know what, there's nobody more entertaining than talking to this guy. Let's just bring him on and talk shop. Anyway, I texted him, and I had waited too long. I felt bad. But on Thursday, leading up to the trip out here, I texted him, and I said, look, here's how many people we'll have. We wanted to come through the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. I've never been there. Is there any way you could set us up for a tour with somebody? And he kind of got back to me with some times where he could have led us on a tour, which would have been the coolest thing in the world because, quite literally, he's the guy they brought in on set for the movie 42 to give all the historical information and data. And anytime a Major League Baseball team is in Kansas City to play the Royals and they have players or executives or a manager who wants to come over and tour the museum, Bob leads them on a personal tour.
Like when the president of the United States goes, when chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Colin Powell, years ago wants to go, that's who they get.
Yes.
Bob Kendrick, man.
So I had asked him, you know, not that he was going to be involved, but is there any way you could just get us into the museum? And he said, well, here's the hours. What, you know, what's your schedule like? The only time we could make it work based on our schedule here was basically Sunday morning before it opened at 9 a.m. And I'll be damned if Bob's like, yeah, get over there. We'll work it out. We'll get you in there to see the museum. We get there at 9 a.m. and who greets us? Bob Kendrick. And he takes us on one of the great tours of any museum, any facility I've ever been on, telling one story after another. I think we posted a bunch of content on social. Darris, what did you put and where did you put it to just give people a vibe of the day?
You can check our Instagram at 1067thefan on Instagram is okay. Where you can see some of that.
And you knew Bob a little bit. Like Darris was sized. We had a couple listeners who actually hit me up who heard we were going. And they're like, hey, I know this is a little bit crazy, but is there any way I could meet you guys there? I really want to see it. And I was like, yeah, no problem. Here's when we're walking in. You know, meet us there. And so they came out as well. But there were some people that were fired up to meet Bob because I didn't realize this. He's in the new video game, The Show, where they've got some variation of his storytelling and historical context for the Negro Leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. There's basically a separate mode that allows you to play these storylines where you play scenarios with some of the famous Negro League players. And in between those storyline, those scenarios that you play, they have Bob Kendrick in the Negro League Museum telling you the story of that player leading up to whatever specific scenario that it is that you're playing. And he's incredible telling you the stories in that video game.
And he's the best. So we were in there with him. He said it would take a little over an hour. It was almost 2 hours. We were asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, I think you and I were annoying, and I'll fully wear that. But I'm like, I'm going to soak this up. Like, this is magical.
I'm still buzzing. I'm still feeling like electricity vibrating from just how cool the experience was. I loved it. And it's just one of those things where, number one, as you said, if you're ever in Kansas City for whatever reason, you must go there. It's iconic. It's legendary. There's going to be a new, beautiful facility they're trying to raise money for because they've gotten so much more exposure and so much more attention. All Bob's not going to tell you this, all from Bob's efforts and because of how likable and garrulous and just vivacious he is, man. I mean, this is a guy that is, you meet him and you're like, I want to help this guy. How can I do it? And it's his efforts. But he was telling us about when Henry Aaron came there for a tour, Bob took him. You know, when Chadwick Boseman and who was in the movie 42? Oh, Harrison Ford came to the facility to do all of their interviews ahead of the movie. Like, he's the one walking them around. And we got that tour from him. They do an auction every year here on the Kansas City radio station for a charity where you can get, like, 10 people to go on a tour with Bob at the Negro Leagues Museum. And it easily clears, like, $10,000 or whatever year in and year out. And he just volunteered. He's like, yeah, man, no problem. I'll meet you over there at 9 a.m. I'll never forget it, though. It was so cool.
Hey, what an incredible gem of a human being he is, right? And I wish I had more eloquent words to adequately describe it. Again, it's so moving and it's so unbelievably positive. I don't have another way to say that. I mean, and I, you know, because what we're talking about is a time that wasn't positive. You're talking about, like, horrible things taking place in this country in terms of those sorts of relations and the second class citizenry and how challenging it was for some of these guys, for all these guys. And it's not presented in that way to browbeat you with that. It's like, well, here's what they did and here's how they did it. Here's this positive thing. Here's this overcome. Here's this win. Here's this magical thing. And all the while that, you know, the guys like Jackie Robinson, guys like, Hank Aaron and others that are part-time, small-time players in the Negro Leagues graduating to the major leagues, it's both great and also self-defeating for the Negro Leagues because it's like once the floodgates open, it's more and more and more the great players. That's where they're going to the major leagues. So this incredible innovation where they're drawing every bit as much as the major league teams, as barnstorming around the country, playing on Sundays and you know, going here, there, and everywhere with more, you know, portable generator lights and the like. They're doing so damn well, but it was like all going to be short-lived if they got what they wanted societally. Just, again, it is remarkable.
Branch Rickey didn't choose Jackie Robinson first. He was his second or third choice, and the reason was other owners said, no, you can't take this player to the big leagues because it will kill our organization. It will kill our team. And the Kansas City was willing to allow that to happen, and that's how Jackie Robinson became the choice and the perfect choice to break the color barrier. But it was just a wonderful day historically to learn so much and to be a part of something so cool. So going to be the highlight of the trip almost certainly, no matter what happens tonight. But wanted to mention that for our double play. We'll get back into the football heavy next hour. Commanders, Chiefs, how are they going to pull it off? Beltway Blitz in minutes. We're giving away Caps tickets on G&D here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.